collapsing beneath me, sand to the top of my boot. The traffic is back at my side, the trucks slipstreaming one another, throwing great gusts of wind that break against my back. My thumb stays down. It is against the law to hitchhike after dark in America. That has nothing to do with the judiciary either. It is simply against all law of reason or probability to even try. This is the kingdom of fear, and those cars, they don't stop. Fright has them. By day, it's bad enough. At night, there's not a chance. These guys all know the facts, the statistics. 1 in 30 Americans are murderers. 9 out of 10 of those have beards just like mine. I might have made that up, but that's what statistics are for nowadays, with facts strewn all about, and an impression of truth more valuable than any flesh-bone reality you care to name. Interstate keeps on into New Jersey, heads for Hoboken, but all the traffic is being pulled the other way, thrown out of New York, then bouncing back in. The roads all point backwards. Travelators. The metropolis, its own force of gravity, constantly sucking up, in, throwing out, spitting humans like globules of metal-wrapped phlegm. I pick my way through the debris of the reservation, drifts of crisp dead leaves. I see the naked plastic dolls with immaculate hair, the books with their pages crimped and ashen. A memory of family outings, of imagination. In the woods beside me, I see eyes shine. They turn, and then the white tail of a deer races out of sight. Walking the interstate at night, and the end of the world has already been and gone. I'm the only one left alive, the only human still standing, the last one on Earth. None of them feel a thing. All the rest is traffic and noise, the ceaseless chase, the oblivion to end them all, a progress that never sleeps. Please, let 10,000 years pass before again we talk of progress. I block it all out, only a moment, the most I can manage. Its powers are strong. I bend my will and I stop the noise and still the movement so that I am alone again. The pages of the book flutter up at me, as natural as the flecks of falling snow, they twitch my way. A noise rears up louder than all the others, white lights strike down. The gates are opening. The truck thunders over me, closer than all the rest, and the heat of engines warm on my cheek. Pack up the sun, dismantle the moon. The night is torn down, and its only remnant some love letter to the world, the pages of the book blowing one to the next. Part 1. New York City. Manhattan to Brooklyn to George Washington Bridge. Dow Jones, 15,591.54, up 204.16. Meatpacking District, Manhattan, New York City. November the 2nd. Axles rattled. The delivery fleet pulled out onto 11th Avenue. A set of tires dropped, crushing an empty beer bottle. In the arc of a sickle, the vans followed one another, each full-length driver door wide open, to reveal men in their brown postal uniforms. The city sky, dawn, faded a shade of plum, soaking into the red face of the depot, with its US flag in the brickwork of the wall. Chassis kept on hammering, kept thudding, booming out as wheels dropped down the cliff face of an iron-braced gutter, just as they had the previous morning. Rubber dragged over crumbling tarmac, where the line of post trucks took to the streets, and then disappeared, one by one. Opposite the depot, a tree, its limbs long and trunk thin, was shuttered inside the planks of a scaffold that formed the edge of a building site, soot-blasted branches protruding as if from a set of medieval stocks. An edifice of cars and jeeps, stacked three high on a tier of girders way up in the air, shone a keen black and reflected the scene of the street like the surface of a dark metal pond. Sunlight crept in through the hatch of the depot and brushed in silver the steel gullies, hoists and winches, now still, from where Manhattan's parcels had been dispatched. It was a good time. Sure, there'd been some rough years, more than I'd bargained for, but finally I was breaking through, glowing.